from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Thursday, so we agree we can't keep the club 6'10 name, Bink. And we need suggestions. We've thrown out fan club is just right there for us. You know, club 965. We've got Rob Collins from Fox 4 joining us in studio.
What'd you call it, the Roxbury? Because remember the night at the Roxbury? Just call Club 610 the Roxbury.
Dancing? The Roxbury boys dance?
I don't think so.
Just call it the Roxbury.
So I don't know if you have any suggestions, but you were one of the first people, I think, one of the first groups of people that came in for Club 610. Yeah. Other than that, it's still going to be the same deal, but we figure we got to change the name. We got to get a new sign. Cody wants to just call it The Buzz. I don't know if everybody will like that or not.
Somebody said Club Fantastic yesterday.
Based off your Twin Peaks, yeah.
Do you need a cover charge?
Well, since Rob is his last time.
I know. It sounds like a strip club or something.
How about Club Collins? I mean, it's his last time in here.
No, it's all good, man.
I would keep 610 because I like nostalgia. Not only that, but you already have the damn sign. Just keep it.
I honestly,
you get the neon sign already.
The fan club, is it too obvious? Because it's right there, though.
It's a little cheesy.
It's right there.
Club fanboy.
Someone did say, who was it? Someone texted in yesterday, Drew, and said, club only fan.
Yeah, somebody did say that.
There you go.
Somebody did say that.
Only fan club.
I just go with six. I keep Club 610. It's still going to be six. It's going to be 610. It'll be simulcast.
We'll be simulcast on 610.
So you'll be technically still 610.
But we're moving into a new era. 96.5 The Fan. I think it's time to, we got to switch it up. So I think we're going to. We're working on names. Text line.
Roxbury's
someone says. someone says club buzzed. That fixed that fixes going with the direct buzz.
Club
someone else,
Fandango.
Someone says club.
How about the club sandwich?
Someone club says sandwich.
Someone says club frequency because you're going to be on FM radio. Okay.
Someone say club close enough.
Vodka
to
club.
The weekend.
We'll come up. We'll come up with something.
The Golden Tap Happy Hour. That's what somebody else.
Golden Tap Happy Hour
makes sense.
That could work. That could work.
You got more airtime than I did yesterday.
I was
man.
On Fox 4 yesterday.
You were on all the stations. Every time I looked up, it was either you or Cody.
Cody and I were on Fox 4. They came out.
If you got more time than weather, was it more than weather? Even
pretty close.
Joe Lurie had less time.
Not a whole lot going on weather-wise. It's 70 degrees, man.
Yeah. No, it was nice of you guys to come out and talk about the big switch. For those just tuning in, that maybe didn't hear yesterday, if we've been kind of alluding to here in this Club 610. I know, it was everywhere.
I heard it more than I heard that stupid Jardians commercial you just played.
He was on the news, too, for the Hallmark movie, so he's been on it a lot lately.
I'm surprised he lets us be in the same room with him, Binkley. We had to go through his agent now, sign a waiver.
Yeah, there wasn't NDAs to get into the Club 610 these days.
And I was here the day he found out, too. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hallmark movie, and yeah, a lot of NDAs have been signed in the last 2 weeks for different reasons and everything. But no, we're excited moving forward. We're excited to have you in studio. What are we drinking today? Bink, you already opened up. So we had a listener earlier, our Aussie friend dropped off a couple Oktoberfest. That's what you're going with. I went and grabbed
the Free State Oktoberfest.
Free State. Nice. That's good stuff. That's good. Really good stuff.
Because Lawrence, right?
Right, right. And then I went and we got some from Boulevard. We've got their Southwest Boulevard Lager, a little salt and lime. That's what Rob's got over there as well.
I'm going to have to milk this because I got to go straight to work.
I figured you're working.
I'm not liming the beer. I am just going straight Oktoberfest because you know what? This is when Oktoberfest comes out, July in and
it's
August.
October weather, man.
It feels like
that's a good point.
I can't wait for October football and beer and fall beer and chili and whatever. I just like beer.
Well, that's refreshing. Football.
It is a good one. No, I haven't had it in a while. I was wanting something a little different. And frankly, I wasn't going to make cocktails because that's Cody's thing, you know? Sure. So Cody's I was like, the canned stuff is easy. And then it was either that or some canned cocktails. And Drew, I think you'll like this one still. I know I almost got the strawberry margarita and stuff or the ciders, but I was like, let's still roll with a light beer. And that's what we
Drew were. Had his first beer at that 4th of July show we did.
I heard that. And he shot a
candle.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I knew you would like this one as well.
You're going to partake in the other can that Binkley has?
So, did you hear what happened with that?
Yeah.
So, earlier today, Bink was freaking out. He didn't have his Copenhagen, and I needed to go get...
I refused to do the show.
I was worried that you weren't going to make it till 2, and so I said, hey, look, I left the beer that I bought for Club 610 I have still at home. I'm like, I need this for the show. So, I ran down to the liquor store. I was going to anyway. I said, don't worry. I'll go. I'm already out. There's no reason. And I went up there, and it felt weird. I'll be honest. Like I said earlier, it felt like I was like buying condoms for the first time. Copenhagen long cut wintergreen. Like, do you need two? I'm like, no. Why do I need two?
He's like, Alex Gold's in here.
Could have got like $2 off. You would have bought two or something.
Yeah.
Probably. I had a listener one time.
I had no idea how much it was going to cost either. So they're like,
$6-$7.
$6.50 It was like $6.50.
It's more in Kansas. I had a listener. See, I was buying a bunch of chew one day at Hy-Vee because I always talk about Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh. That's where I take dates too. You know, because they got everything.
Why wouldn't you?
Roller food. There's every kind of drink you
why
want.
Why wouldn't you?
And you find out a lot about a person.
Yeah.
You know, if they're stuck up or if they're modest, if they can accept going to a gas station. Mm-hmm. But someone saw me buying a bunch of chew there.
Yeah.
You ever had Copenhagen?
No, I've never chewed before.
He's more of a Skull guy.
Oh, okay. Skull guy.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah,
he's a Kodiak guy.
He's a red man.
I'm loyal to Kodiak. Sorry.
I used to do that for Coffin Stadium once in a while. I'd go get the the pouches, you know, the real chew.
Well, thing that they're so popular now, and I don't chew and I don't do the pouches, but those, the Zen pouches are very popular. I know I won't mention names, some others in the building of the station like those, but.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Sometimes when you're playing golf, those are perfect.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Just never, not something I've really.
The first time I had Copenhagen, I believe I was sophomore in high school. It was after football practice.
You want a pin, Drum?
What's that?
You want a pin?
Not right now. That make me dizzy, probably.
Okay.
Especially after the story I'm going
to
tell.
See on the news tonight. Hey, back to you.
Lit up like the 4th, like Drew with fireworks. So sophomore year, high school football, 2-a-days, August in Texas. We just finished the second practice. Seniors are driving us home because we're all lived out in the country, right? We're in the back of the truck. There's 5 or 6 of us guys, 3 seniors in the front. They have the old school black can Copenhagen. Open the little slider window, you know, in the truck and pass it back. Like, hey, boys, get you a dip. Refresh you after practice. We're like, kind of peer, we're like, all right, we're seniors, dude. They're seniors. We have to, right? So we pass it around. Mind you, we just had football practice. It's August. We're in the back.
You're
it's
sweating.
Hot as you don't want. About 3 minutes later, it looked like the scene from The Sandlot. puking our guts out over the tire wheel, just puking over the side of the road, looking in the front. These dudes are laughing their butts off. So ever since that day, if I smell it, automatic queasy. I can't do it.
I'm sorry, Rob, to do that to you. The shortcut that gets all of my teeth. That's why I prefer the long cut.
I was asking. So this again, I don't know. That's why when you're like, make sure it's long cut. I'm like, what's the difference?
That's why people use the pouches, so it stays contained.
Yeah, I used to do pouches, Rob, but I went to some man stuff. I went from the child's table to the grown-up's table, you know.
You think Caleb Williams?
Here we go.
No way.
Here we go.
I'm sitting here doing radio drinking a beer with a jaw.
Living the life, man.
Friday afternoon.
It's better than
it's America, man. Talk you got American cheese. Flag hat on.
Talking cheese. Yeah.
Living life.
You think
man.
Matt Stafford is a dip guy, Bink?
Matt Stafford is a dip. And to think that he'd be ahead of Mahomes is ridiculous and silly that Caleb Williams would even insinuate.
For those
that
I don't want to get Bink going again. Look what you've done, Rob. Look what you've done. But for those that don't know, we played a cut earlier there where Caleb Williams was talking about his favorite quarterbacks, not just his favorite, but who we thought were the best quarterbacks in the league.
Let me close my ears.
And, well, I'm stalling because I don't know where you saved it.
Oh, I got it. But, I got it. Tom and Big Show.
Okay. That's why I was stalling a little bit, if you want to play the cut, so people can hear again. You were upset, to say the least.
When he would play for Detroit,
he must have Stafford money.
I enjoyed watching them, but I wasn't so young, but I was younger, and I didn't really understand. And then I got older and older, and then I started to understand his game. He's unbelievable. There's a couple plays where he'll get a play action and, you know, he has the backer on a string. Like, he wants the backer to go here, he'll go there, you know, throw it right behind his head, at the perfect touch, you know, perfect velocity. And so he's unbelievable. I don't know how. I think it was 46, right? On the top 100, 56.
I don't even
top
know. 100. I didn't look.
Unbelievable that he
you
shouldn't
were not
have
happy.
Been. I was not happy
Where
about
Where would you put him?
Matthew Stafford is probably I don't think I can name three quarterbacks that play the position better than Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
Not obviously
IQ,
playing right
man,
now. I'm not
that.
Saying
42. He was 42,
42.
On the list.
I don't
robbed.
Know how he's 42.
You're telling me he's better than Josh Allen. He's better than like that. That's
Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers right now in the game is my
course.
Number one QB.
Yeah. If I'm involved, well,
obviously
I'm pissed
last
about
year
this
he
too.
Got hurt and things like that. So that's, you know, that kind of varies for the top 100, but.
You don't play Aaron. You play Matthew, though. You know.
Yeah, Matthew's
week
top
four.
Two in the league. Yeah, yeah.
You're playing in week four.
I know. He's top two in the league. I give him respect. I watch his game. No. I try and mimic things. And
you mimic Stafford. Okay.
That was Kay Adams' show. Yeah, that's the thing. That was Kay Adams, by the way. Caleb Williams with Kay Adams. And you can't even let the cut play without talking. It's really bugging you.
No, it's annoying, and it's going to stick like that Jardians commercial.
Well, please, do not play that again.
Or did Jeremy talk about House Hunters?
Yes,
we can entertain here. You hate the word entertain, too?
Well, no, just that commercial. But I got one for you. First ever. Why do people say first ever?
No, first ever.
It's the first. Do you say last ever?
Yeah, first ever.
It's the first.
Yeah.
That's it.
Talk some more on there.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I hear it all the time. Yeah. Everywhere.
But here's the thing, Rob.
Drives me nuts.
I asked these guys this question. AP style Rob Collins.
If there's 32 general managers in a room, and you said, all right, would you take Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Stafford? This is kind of like, you know, Apple, Orange, Volkswagen.
At least 30
you know
you're taking Mahomes, if not 32.
Exactly. Or if not, someone's getting Allen or Burrow, whatever. But nobody's taking Stafford.
Well, maybe the fingernail polish fumes got to him. I don't know.
Caleb Williams, man.
He's 22. I have a 22-year-old son. My son says some wild stuff, so I'll give him a break. All right?
By the sounds of it, it sounds like that's going to be a jersey swap weekend with Caleb Williams and Matt Stafford. Caleb's going to get the
probably.
Jersey swap.
Yeah, look, obviously, Matt. Like,
it's
we all,
hero worship.
We all know this. Like, Matthew Stafford is obviously not the best quarterback in the league. Duh. Like, no, we don't.
It's
like, that, we don't
not according to Caleb.
But, like,
but it's his favorite bank. That doesn't mean
I think
he's
it was
not
more
a number one overall draft pick.
I think
he's awesome.
Somebody that he, you know, has somewhat of a connection
somebody
with.
Somebody owes money to.
Or whatever.
Out in L.A., maybe? USC?
His thoughts there, though, have no bearing on his performance. I get you want a smart quarterback, but
yes,
him having an opinion on a number one, number two. You know, quarterback in the league doesn't mean he's not intelligent. We're going to find.
I would have gone Jaden Daniels.
Trust me, there will be plenty of other reasons to be critical of Caleb Williams, once he starts playing.
I don't understand the Bears' love.
We'll see.
I don't get it.
I like Odunze.
I don't think. Like, could they be a wild card team? Maybe.
No.
Anything more than that, I don't get it. With Nick Wright earlier in the week.
I would be shocked if they are over 500.
I wouldn't be surprised they win nine games,
Rob. What's their win total? 10?
I'm not sure. Probably 9.5 or something.
They have great receivers there, though. I will give them that.
It's the. Who's coaching them?
That's my issue. That's my issue.
Yeah, they
Waldron and Eberflus. That's my issue.
Right.
I'm with
you. Here, I'll make you a deal. I know you
8.5. By the way,
how much?
Over and under. Over under 8.5.
Okay. If they win double digit games, I will donate $96.50 to your new fund.
Love it.
I thought Rob was going to say he was going to get a tattoo of the number of wins that the Bears had.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Are you still getting that 59?
Yeah.
Number 59 might be showing up in the to the club here in a few minutes.
I think it's Odunze and Keenan Allen. I think
Rob,
they're actually
listening. I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but I've talked myself into
Matt Stafford, a quarterback there.
I've talked myself into the meaning of getting the 59 done. I like Barber. Okay, I like Barber, sure. But number 5 is my favorite number.
Got it.
Number 9. Joe Burrow wears number 9 as well.
Of course.
So if you get the if the Bengals win, get Cats the 9 with lines. The Bengals stripe in it. There's a way that 59 can work.
Gotcha.
And it's a fun story to
and
tell.
And where
as
are you
well.
Placing this?
It'd be on my wrist, on like the outside.
So everyone can see it. All right.
He's got a Burrow tramp stamp.
Does he?
Settle down.
His license plate out there. Burrow's my daddy. It's weird how they fit it all in one.
The Burrow
but they
tramp stamp.
I didn't look. Is your hair
it's
blonde?
Pretty, I mean, it's a good
guy, too. That's week 2 bet.
Is it?
He has to go Eminem, Joe Burrow cut if the Chiefs beat the
there's
Bengals.
There's a lot riding on week 2. There's a lot riding on that game.
True.
But back to what you were saying with the Bears. I'm with you where I don't get the, they could be the NFC champ. And
no way.
I don't get that. But over 8.5, if I had to make a bet on it, I probably would still take the over at 9. Their division is very tough, but I do like the weapons they have offensively.
Third in that division.
But third in that division, you could still, if we think the Lions are still going to be a 12-win team.
Maybe 11-12, yeah.
Green Bay, people think they're in that range, 10-12.
Yeah.
Like, a team could, it could be one of the better divisions in football, and you could still end up in that category. They open up against Tennessee, right? If you look at the Bears' schedule, the first 4 weeks, I think, will decide our bet. Like, if we were to make the over-under bet. Here's who they open up with, Chicago. Caleb Williams, home opener against the Titans. Then they play at the Texans. Really tough test there. I think so as well. Colts, I think more of a toss-up game than we think. Rams, I think it's a toss-up game. Panthers, should be a win.
That's a win.
Jags, and then Commanders. That's how they open up the season.
Okay.
You look at their scope. Is what, DJ Moore, Romo Dunze, Keenan Allen. Cole Kmet actually had a pretty good year last year at tight end. So
I don't know. Chicago teams are not good.
The Bears. Well,
he's going to be.
What
he's going to
have Ditka coaching? Maybe a mini Ditka.
Well, that didn't work very well.
What if it's mini Ditka? That's full size one mini Ditka.
Keenan Williams, because the bar is so low, if he gets over, 3,800 yards passing, he'll have the single season record passing in Bears history.
Yeah.
So he's going to break that.
As long as he's not playing Utah again.
You're such a hater.
He doesn't know what playoffs are.
Such a hater.
I'm just saying, he was at that Heisman Trophy ceremony, and all the other quarterbacks were in the playoffs except for him.
I get it.
We'll see.
I definitely get it. What
Either
about
way
this?
It works. If I'm wrong, then you guys get nearly $100 from right. Well, then I'm right.
That's right. What about this preseason game tomorrow? Anything that stands out to you that you're excited for?
I think what most people are looking forward to is seeing Kingsley, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he'll probably play the most snaps out of the guys working for a position. And then you want to see who's going to be the number 2 at cornerback. And then, you know, just the fun stuff. You want to see what they do with kickoffs with LRZ. And I know you like Carson Steele. It's got to be one of your guys. So
he's a halfback and a fullback.
Coach
spot,
Reed talked him up.
He did.
Like he's on the team.
I think he's going to make the team.
He likes him.
Yeah.
He led the Mac in rushing 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy, he's a fullback, but he played halfback. And it's like Andy Reid said, not really a fullback. He can do both. He can.
And Denaric Prince, see if he can pass block. When it
I'm going to get a steel jersey. I break my jersey rules, though, because I told you I have jersey rules.
Yeah, what's that?
Like, I don't want any fat guy wearing, like, single digits. Like, if you're wearing a Mahomes jersey, you can't be 300 pounds because that 1 in 5 shouldn't be split out with that belly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not kidding. You wear a lineman jersey at that point. I have certain sizes that you have to wear. Like, you can't
Your
get away wearing
a should fit the shape of the guy's jersey you're wearing, right?
You can't wear Xavier Worthy if you're 3 spins, man. You do that's laughable.
That thing is stretching out a little bit.
You can't. That's laughable. I have jersey rules, too. Your size.
Look, I hear you on Kingsley for sure. That's an obvious one. Way down the depth chart just doesn't interest me. It's big deal for Nico or Mejio, but even if he makes a team, he's what, the 6th receiver? You know, it's hard for me to get excited about that. But I'm curious who the number 2 corner is, and there's 3 or 4 guys that are still competing for that.
Sure.
Realistically, probably 2. Joshua Williams and Nazi Johnson.
Right.
If he can stay healthy, has a good shot, along with Jalen Watson in that group.
Yeah, I'm curious about Jalen Watson because they just did remove that yellow jersey.
Yeah, he's practicing fully now.
I know he is now, but I'm just curious about game time if you'd be careful with him going in that game. I want to see Felix and see what he does with the pass rushing move.
He got a pass last year.
And then the running game, too. And I know it doesn't, you know, really strike Alex's fancy. But I want to see Denerick Prince in year two, what he can bring. Because he had high expectations last year, didn't meet him, was on the practice squad. Supposedly he's gotten a lot better. See him, Amani Bailey comes over to TCU, undrafted free agent, see what he can do. But and then Jared Wiley. I'm really curious about Jared Wiley and his career. Because his coach, Sonny Dykes, they brought him on during our draft special. He had nothing but great things. He said a lot of players come off the field and tell you what they see. He goes, he actually comes off the field and tells me, like, little things that are actually what we do.
Yeah, whenever the times that I've been at camp, it looks like he and Mahomes have a connection in the red zone, Wiley.
I know. That's, to me,
in his – he led the nation in red zone touchdowns last year.
So. In his rookie year, if people think he's going to contribute, to me, it's going to be in the red zone. I would be very surprised if we're talking about him having a bunch of yards this year. You know, but could he have three or four touchdowns and meaningful snaps in that way and cause a matchup nightmare? Sure. Yeah, like I think so.
Two guys leave him. They double team Kelsey and he's wide open. Sure.
Sean Barber stepping into Club 610.
You want a beer or chew some?
Wait till he gets his headset. Oh, wait till he gets his headset hooked up. Oh, hey, Drew, we need an adapter for his headset. That's the issue.
Oh, okay.
That's the issue right now.
There's one right there.
Cool. All right, I'll get it.
I'll go get it. Barbershops in the house.
What up, man? You know, I fly solo. I fly with no adapter. I just wing this thing.
Let me tell you something about Sean Barber. He was on that team where Andy Reid got Coach of the Year in Philadelphia. Weren't you on that team in 2002?
Yeah, definitely. I was definitely on that team. I think I was probably the main reason he got that award.
You were second leading tackler on that team, too. Well, let's talk about it. You were all over the place.
Let's talk about it.
Except you couldn't play well in domes. Remember, I looked at your dome stats.
You and this dome stuff. Like
You were awesome outside, but in domes, different linebacker.
I'm a different breed, bro. Like
I'm just saying, domes weren't your thing.
He played outside.
He's an element guy.
I like the elements. I'm an element guy. You know what I'm saying? Give me the wind, the water. I'm into all those kind of things.
But your splits, Barber, are interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Stats.
No,
that little black
box. Let me pull out my binder of stats for Sean Barber.
His home record, Barber's home record's 39-17. On the road, 26-29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a loser on the road.
So we're doing win-loss stats for linebackers now? We shouldn't even be doing those for quarterbacks anymore.
New York fans dogging Bobby Witt Jr. for his away stats right now.
No kidding. No kidding. We are going to talk some Royals baseball in about 10 minutes or so. Big series, big opportunity again today. But we've
Dome,
got...
he was bite, but what was he going to do? Dome? Listen to this. Listen to this. Outdoors Barber 60-37. Retro Roof 4-1. Dome Stadiums 1-8.
I'm a playmaker, bro. I love the sun. The sun energizes my soul. I'm a playmaker. I'm a natural playmaker. That's what playmakers do. I'm so excited.
You hate domes, man.
I'm so excited to see Drew Tranquil this year. Like, y'all don't know how excited I am to be able to go up to camp, watch him practice, watch him in year two of Spags defense. This guy is going to be, man, he's going to be electric.
He was the best signing last year, kind of under the radar, what he did with the Chargers. Unbelievable. Great coverage of linebackers. Well, I'm with you. He's bringing that nastiness, too.
Yeah.
In the run game and stuff. Like, Drew Tranquil, it's hard for a guy like Nick Bolton to lead the NFL in tackles to be out, and then all of a sudden you don't notice he's out because Drew Tranquil's just all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I love the attitude and his fierceness. It seems like he's adopting more of a role now, Sean. Like, last year's kind of sit back because you have all these team leaders like Kelsey and Mahomes and all these guys. But he seems to be a different dude this year.
Yeah, I mean, your first year doing anything, you're thinking a lot. You know, first year behind the mic, I was here thinking. You know, I let Alex Gold just run off and set questions. He let him say anything. Never challenge him. Don't check his stats.
That's why he got a movie role. Could have been you.
Yeah, all his bets. You know, he's talking about his betting show. He's laying these odds. I just let him go with it. And then after year two, I started to challenge him. Be like, hey, man, that's BS right there. That bet was a loss before you even laid the bet. And so I think Drew Tranquil, man, year two into this defense, I mean, now you're going to be more instinctive. Yeah. And I think you allow a guy with his athleticism, his knowledge of the game, you know, certain downs he's going to scoot up a little bit, certain downs deepen up a little bit, understanding what his responsibility is and where he can be, you know, the pluses and minuses on every down. And when you add that to a guy who's just – like cerebral and a thinker on the field. I mean, listen, I was not the most athletic linebacker on the field. I like to think I was like super athletic, but really, I think I was more of a thinker. I could process. I could work out eliminate certain plays before the ball was hiked based off of formation. And that all just led to me being there just a half a second faster. A half a second is the difference between knocking down a pass, getting the pass breakup, and actually intercepting it for a pick six, which I had about four of them.
I know you did. Barber's actually very good. I give you credit for that. His stats are crazy. But Drew Tranquil, just another great beat signing. You know, that 1 year, because he comes in here, 1 year deal. They hardly paid him anything. Actually, he got a new contract. It's not that unreasonable. You know, Hollywood Brown, that one-year prove-it deal. I mean, the master of doing that, spinning this out and getting guys to come in here and prove it, and Drew did. He was a great addition.
We're just getting started. Club 610 here on a Friday. We'll get some more name suggestions for the future name of Club 610 with the switch to 96.5 The Fan next Thursday. We've got Rob Collins from Fox 4. We got the former chief, Sean Barber, in studio. Binks in for Cody. We're hanging out here for another half hour on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Deal. Back here, Club 610. On a Friday, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon. We got Bink filling in for Cody. We've got Sean Barber in studio, former chief. The sports director over at Fox 4, Sean Barber, Rob Collins next to you.
Oh, okay.
I bring this up because it was funny. I just didn't know. You know, he goes to Rob, so you like just a radio guy, or are you really into sports?
I mean, I know some, like Drew is a radio guy. He doesn't know.
Oh.
Like, he don't know sports outside of the Bengals.
Wow.
Like, he doesn't know sports.
He even said 5'9 was his favorite number.
Shots fired.
Rob knows the weather.
Tattoo idea rescinded. I'm not
Rob actually, yeah, Rob started as a meteorologist, and now he just does sports because they said, we need someone to do sports.
He was in a twister and got too close to it. And
long story. I mean, listen, I've been on here with AG before.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. It was funny.
We've never been on before.
I know. That's I just realized saying. That.
I don't think we've ever had you on our show.
That's what you should call your Club 610 over there, the barbershop.
Well,
I think that already has a show.
Yeah. We don't need that.
I'm no longer getting 59 tattooed anymore because of what you just said, Barbara.
No, the bet's a bet.
Yeah, we can't go.
The bet's locked in, Drew.
No going back on that.
Yeah. But you're throwing shade now that's, on my
that's
name.
That's fine. That's
all
what people do. Once the game starts, I talk trash. Like, you don't get to be like, hey, you know what? If you're going to talk trash, I'm not going to participate anymore. Like,
before he walked in the studio, he asked me if I was worried about week two. I was like, no, I'm good. He said, you should be worried.
Drew's got a ton on the line. Yeah, a ton on the line. I want to ask you guys about something that, to me, this is more of a fan pipe dream, social media stuff, but maybe you've been keeping an eye on what's going on in Dallas. I know you're a Texas guy, Rob. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott all due likely mega contracts. The Cowboys have screwed this thing up to where none of them have gotten a deal yet. We'll see what the overall outcome is, but Jerry Jones yesterday said he's got no urgency to sign CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb goes on Twitter with LOL. Basically, he's obviously not happy with it. He changes his Twitter profiles and everybody freaks out because he now doesn't have America's team in it. You know, he's got the cover photo where it's him and Hollywood Brown from their Oklahoma days. So naturally, Chiefs Twitter's having some fun with this. FanDuel put out a hypothetical trade. I'll tell you what the hypothetical trade is, and understanding that I don't think this is happening anyway to any team. I don't think he's getting traded. They're hypothetical, Barber. Chiefs get CeeDee Lamb. Chiefs trade away. Rashee Rice, 2025 first rounder, 2026 first rounder. The whole thing makes no sense.
No way.
Why would I trade away a guy I have control of for a guy I'm going to have to pay 30 plus mil a year and give away two top picks? It makes no sense. It's fun Twitter conversation. Sure. You guys don't actually think CeeDee Lamb's getting traded anywhere, do you?
I don't.
No, this is like a Drew trade. This is like... Like, again, like certain people who don't really know sports.
This is a fantasy football trade.
They come up with these kind of ideas. It sounds great. It's fodder, fire. It's the, you know, what do you call it?
But the drama in Dallas is real. Yeah, clickbait. The drama in Dallas is real, though. I mean, they got some issues. Oh, that part's true.
It's been real since 95.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, yeah.
If I had to lay a bet down right now, I'm betting that, and I like McCarthy. I like him as a person. I know he's a local guy. He has ties here. I doubt he makes it through the season. I would say that in the first 10 games, I was talking to some guys back from Richmond, Virginia, my hometown. I'm like, they're at the Browns, then they have the Saints coming there, then they're got the Ravens coming there, at the Steelers, versus the Lions, at the 49ers, at the Falcons, versus the Eagles, and versus the Texans. I got them going like 3-7. In the first 10 weeks, of the, like 3-7, he's fired.
I'm with you 100% on McCarthy being on a hot seat because I think Belichick's their next coach. And as far as CeeDee Lamb, this is things you got to take care of because Jerry knows that window's closing. He wants to win now. And this guy had 135 catches for you last year. That is your offense. They needed to take care of this before we even got to this point. In Dallas, they wouldn't deal business with the Chiefs 2 years ago in the drafts in Kansas City. They didn't take the call from the Chiefs. The Parker anger for Charvarius Ward, the Chiefs fleeced him on that, man. I mean, they fleeced the Dallas Cowboys on anger for Charvarius Ward. So I don't know if Dallas is in the mood to do business with the Chiefs anyway.
McCarthy should have been fired last year.
Yeah, he should have been.
Where I disagree,
him
though.
Him and Sirianni, and those are the top two, I think, that should be gone.
Where I disagree, you think Belichick's going to be the head coach, and I know a lot of people do. I don't think Belichick's coaching again anymore. He's got the Kush broadcasting gig. He's living live. He's got a 24-year-old girlfriend. I don't think he's coaching again.
Yeah, but how long is that going to last?
Yeah.
If he gets the coaching gig at all anywhere, that relationship's over. He's not dating a 24-year-old while he's coaching the NFL. No chance. So I think he's just like, you know what, this life thing
What's
is pretty nice.
What's more impressive, though, his Super Bowls or dating a 24-year-old being over 70?
The Super Bowls, because, Bank, if I won the Powerball. The Super Bowl. If I won the Powerball tomorrow and I'm worth $200 million, I become.
In Hollywood, you see 70-year-olds.
He's dating a 24-year-old Swiftie.
All the time.
He's in his 70s. Bank, that's pretty impressive,
if I was worth $100 million all of a sudden, I would become way more attractive to a lot of people.
I want to ask you, Barbara, once, as a former player, I know you didn't have the social media that people have now when you played, but we saw CD and Hollywood change their background profiles. You guys talk to each other and say, hey, man, let's jack with the media. Let's stir some stuff up and do that. Did you guys ever do anything like that?
Like you said, I'm a dinosaur in the game, so that stuff wasn't an option for us.
Could do that?
The opportunity to go out there and talk to the media and maybe give them a little something to kind of like, you know, chum the waters, get them chasing the rabbit the wrong direction. I mean, whatever you had to do to make it fun. I mean, camp is long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The season is long. If you're going to base what you're going to write about a team based off of a player's comments here and there, then I feel like that's poor journalism. I mean, you got to, you know, like check your sources and make sure it's something real. But majority of people, they want to be the first person to report it. So anything you say, they'll just run with it. So.
Well, we see Chris Jones all the time.
Yeah.
Throwing out cryptic tweets.
I love it, man.
I mean, that's great. Would you have been doing that back in the day if you had that?
No. All right. That ain't, I'm focused on, like, I'm a, I always thought I was going to be the 53rd guy cut. So every training camp, we talked about it at the training camp when I was on the midday show. I went into training camp thinking I'm like 51, 52, 53. Like, one of these young guys coming after my spot, like, I got to outwork them on special teams. I got to wear the, you know, the yellow cap, be the show team. Like, whatever I had to do to make sure I was going to, like, impress every coach there, I kind of went into each training camp like I was on the chopping block. And I think that's how my career ended up being a 10-year career. Made it easy.
I was asking Rob about the Chiefs preseason game tomorrow and everything. Have you watched any of the preseason yet? The reason why I ask is we know there's new kickoff rules. We know there's this new, what is it called? Skyhawk or whatever it is.
Hawkeyes.
Yes.
Yard marker.
Yard marker, first down stuff. Starting with kickoffs, because you were a special teams guy as well, right?
Yes. You know I've played core. I was all four. Core special teams.
That's right.
Four phaser.
That's right.
Four phaser. Tip of the spear, baby.
So what do you make of the rule change? Because so far, the idea of the rule was to cause more returns, which I guess technically in three games, that is true. We haven't had the touchbacks. But if every return is just going to the 25 anyway, we're wasting our time. Where are you at on the new rule?
It's entertainment. It's more entertaining.
Is it entertaining seeing the same thing at 25? Entertaining is Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback, not the guy getting tackled at 25 every single time during these preseason games.
What's not entertaining is touchbacks. That's a dead play. So
let's just skip it.
To the point where if every kicker was going to just kick it out the back of the end zone, well, they might as well just eliminate the play. Well, like, why?
I'm fine with that too.
Wasting time on doing something if every kicker is going to kick it out. So I think the NFL found a way to, like, still not to a detriment of the defense. We can't give them the ball at the 35 to 40 every single time. We can give them an opportunity, and if they end up at the 25 yard line, we add a little excitement. We add a little, you know, a little different formation and stuff.
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
I
don't want to get rid of kickoffs if we can make it work, but they're never going back to what it was like when you were playing, right? Due to safety reasons. That was the best. But
I was a wedge buster. Do you know what that means? You didn't know what palms meant as far as college football.
Barber was tricking me on coverages. He was trying to test me.
You're the battering ram. I hate this rule.
I was all for him just expanding the roster size by one. If this is what we're going to do and guys are going to be kicking that are normally safeties or whatever, can you kick as well? Like, Jaden Hicks has kicking in his background as well, but I always thought they should expand the roster. I hate the changes. I hate the onside kick not till the fourth quarter and you have to announce it. Why the hell do you have to announce it? That's part of the fun of football, man. You start the second half, you see things on tape, and you're like, just do the onside kick here and get the ball because the return team's going backwards. We can easily get this 10-yard. It takes that out of the game, and I don't like it.
I'm just saying, let's see what the rest of preseason and the first couple weeks of the regular season is. I hear you. Like, touchbacks stink. They're boring. But if the average return is still only going to be to the 25, that's all I'm saying. Well, then we are still wasting our time. I'm not saying the rule change. I suddenly want or thought we were going to have kickoff returns for touchdowns all the time. I don't want that. That would be ridiculous as well. But if the same, if the result of the touchback is the same result we're getting now on 95% of kicks, not to the 35, not occasionally to the 40. We haven't had any of that in these preseason games yet. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe people aren't showing anything.
That's what I'm saying. Let's wait till regular season. Let's wait.
And I'd rather see somebody return it 5 to 7 yards with a chance of fumble or a chance to break one than kicking it in the end zone every single time.
Well, it's better than the alternative. I'm just wondering, like, at some point, like, are we just wasting our time? If for safety reasons, kickoffs can't be kickoffs anymore, are we wasting our time and just let's let Mahomes get the football and play?
Well, since I'm the only person in the room, I think, who was a wedge buster, I'm telling you, I like the new rules. Like, I'm 100% on the new rules. Let us start 10 yards away all the way down the field.
Start 40.
Because, yeah, like, running 40 yards and going into two backup offensive linemen and waking up on the wrong sideline sometimes is, yeah, that.
Well, I know why they switched it. I know why they switched it from that, because of the safety problem that you're discussing. Like, I understand why they adjusted. I'm just saying, nobody wants to get rid of kickoffs. I don't, but is that going to eventually be reality if this is what it's going to be?
Solution,
that's all.
Based. I'm a solution-based person, so until you come up with a better solution, I say we stick with this new format.
Well, I'm fine with them trying it. But not all solutions are great solutions, right? And so there may not be a solution if you're trying to make a competitive, you know, full contact sport as safe as possible. You can only do that so much in the NFL.
Hey, G, do we go back to the old way?
What's that?
Do we go back to the
old way? I wish we could. They're not going to.
You know, we haven't seen in preseason games.
I would love that.
The Guardian cap. You know the Guardian cap they wear in training camp that they allowed in the NFL this year? But it's got, like, have you seen one person wear it? Because you can wear it during game. Have you seen one Guardian cap? They're allowed to if they wanted to. Too swaggy. I haven't seen one Guardian cap.
That's probably what it is. They don't like the look of it.
I wouldn't wear a Guardian cap.
Thinking of this whole, we just had the safety conversation, but it doesn't look cool enough. So
yeah, I gotta look good on Sundays. I can't be out there just looking. And I was a little offended by the fact that you said, Barb, I want to know if you watched the preseason game. Like,
yeah. Well, because I asked that to everybody, because preseason, Rob said he hasn't watched.
I didn't watch last night because I was working. Yeah. I was writing and editing.
It's a fair question. No, absolutely. Cody doesn't watch most preseason games. Drew doesn't watch everyone. Most people don't. So
I win my fantasy leagues.
And they'd be better than the college football picks that were on the board until a week ago. Still,
I win my fantasy league. So yes,
those college football playoff picks were up on the board for a while.
I want to see a few backup running backs get some carries.
You got to bring Survivor back.
I win my fantasy league and I don't watch preseason.
It's all about the competition.
Yeah. I got a 12-team dynasty league for 10 years. So.
That's a family league. No. You're playing against your sons and daughters?
This is a the street goes $250 entrance fee, man. It's cutthroat.
There we go.
You can't talk about monetary.
Yeah, you can. What are you talking about?
I spoke to you about this. Me and Betts.
He's talking about his.
I know. I'm just saying.
I know you can't talk. Yeah. Barber doesn't ever bet any money on anything.
AG got me. Yes.
Rob does. I know Barber doesn't ever put any money on anything. We don't do that. He just makes bets for tattoos with Drew. That's all he does.
Exactly. Hats and tattoos.
Let's talk a little Royals baseball for a second. I know we got Barber in here, so I wanted to get a lot of football stuff. But
Barber likes baseball.
I know.
Exactly.
But,
do you even know me?
His kid plays baseball.
Everything starts with this.
We'll talk baseball. We have Barber in here, though.
Yeah,
when I have an opportunity to have literally the conversation we just had was you explaining to me about being the wedge buster and everything. And so I figure when we have your knowledge and experience of football, let's talk football. But I want to make sure we get to a little Royals baseball. That was the idea.
I'm a big fan. I'm a fan of Royals.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the organization, the team. My son is actually
I know.
With
him. Alex playing in Arizona.
Trick pony, Barber.
That might be a reason to follow him a little bit, right?
So the Royals have a great opportunity today, guys. Not only are they playing the Cardinals, but there's a doubleheader for the Guardians and Twins. We could be sitting here on Monday, if all goes well over the next 3 days, and the Royals could be as close to the division leader as they've been since what? The opening day?
First week, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. We need the Twins to beat up on the Guardians.
I'm with you
back
on that,
to the
Rob.
Field, I believe. And I remember last time I was in here, you and Cody asked me if I thought the Royals would ever be in first place in the division. And I said yes. And that's coming.
This is the week and a half to happen, maybe.
It's coming. I mean
perfect Lorenzen, day.
Lorenzen
other
on
day.
The mound tonight, making his home debut. We'll see what he did. He looked pretty good.
He did.
And then Waka coming up, former Cardinal. So I think they got a good opportunity. There should be a lot of people out there. It's nice weather, man.
Beautiful weather.
They've got a lot of postseason experience on this roster. They actually do. I know it didn't really matter in 14 because not really anybody did but Shields. But postseason, like Paul DeJong comes in, he's got 14 postseason games under his belt. But Cleveland with those five losses, I mean, just a couple days ago went perfect for the Royals. You win. I mean, you did lose 2 out of 3 to Boston, but it didn't matter. But you look at this wild card chase. It's Boston, Kansas City, Minnesota. If they don't win the division,
I'm looking at the wild card as a backup.
Yeah, but
let's go for the division.
None of these wild card teams really scare me, though. I know, but they don't really scare me. Well, if they end up there, they end up there. But they still better than Minnesota, better than Seattle. I know they made moves with Rosarena and Justin Turner, but that not turning around that offense because I think Houston wins that division.
I mean, I'm glad I'm not a historically scarred Royals fan. I feel like most people in the area, it's so many years of losing and this and this. They're scared to like really like jump on board.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of like I was on board from the beginning. I thought the season, the team had a lot of talent. I saw the starting pitching. I think during the trade deadline, they made some moves to improve the team. So instead of being a seller, they was a buyer. To me, that means they're focused on not just trying to be a wild card, but win the division. And so I love teams that are pennant chasers. I like people that chase championships. So yes, I do. I'm a competitive. What do you want to call it, SOB? Yeah.
What did Eric be a competitive prick? Eric be enemy.
I know. Shout out to
EB. I know you didn't make a bet, but I made a futures bet on the Royals to win the division.
Same.
Beginning of the season.
30-1.
Yeah.
30-1.
I have 25.
Okay. So you and I are on the same page.
We're gold.
When it comes to that, hoping that the Royals this weekend can really close the gap if all goes well. I wanted to actually get your perspective of locker room, clubhouse. When you have somebody that is considered, and I mean, maybe you have the answer to this player, I don't know. Like right now, if you're a teammate of Bobby Wood Jr.'s,
yes,
you know that a guy on your team, he might be the best player in baseball right now.
Yes.
And he's in your clubhouse. And what does that mean for the entire clubhouse locker room? So football-wise, can you relate to that at all?
like Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like what's that do for the whole locker room and for the whole ever going into any game, Willie knowing Rowe, you got that guy on your squad?
Like any of those guys, like being in the locker room with guys that are 1-on-1, like doing their thing. When the guy's hot, man, you want to just make sure you don't get in his way. You don't want to do anything to like change his routine. If he's used to getting donuts, if he's used to not carrying his helmet, if he's used to having somebody, you know, take his pads in, and you see his pads laying there, yeah, I'm a starting linebacker. But if Priest or Tony or Willie Rofe left their pads and they expected it to go, I would take them in. Like, the last thing I want to do is break up somebody's mantra, break their routine, and have them thinking about something other than the game when they're riding a hot streak. And so we didn't have 162 games to play. It was 16 opportunities to go out there and show what you got. And you knew that was going to either open the door or close it on the postseason. So whenever a guy was really feeling it, we used to call him the ticket. That's the ticket. That's the everybody's ticket for the postseason.
The golden ticket.
So don't mess up the ticket. Don't mess up the ticket. Don't mess with it. Like, whatever you got to do to make sure the ticket is being taken care of, you do what you got to do when it comes
practice,
to being a teammate.
And during the game, you don't want to let that guy down. You don't want to miss an assignment. You don't want to miss a play. You don't want to put him in a bad situation because he is your ticket, and you want to give him the chance to get you to where you need to go.
Yeah. So the years I was here, it was Priest. Priest was the ticket. That was the guy. I mean, I don't know what his best years in the league was, but I would think that
I'm sure Binkley has the stats.
03, 04, and 05 were the seasons.
Oh, it was so much fun to watch.
And I think that 03 season, if you want to talk about peak Priest Holmes, you want to talk about prime Priest Holmes. I mean, all the little going to the
offensive line. That offensive line was ridiculous.
I think things changed the Royals with Vinny. He made those comments in early on in the season. I was like, all right, this team takes it seriously now. Like losing. Like, it's one thing that they had all the losses that came last year, but they took it personally. And you can tell that, you know, with Vinny early on, this team's better than this. And even JJ saying, hey, we should have won more games last year than we did. But when Vinny said that, I was like, now they're taking ownership in this team. They're now leaders of this team. Beforehand, you had other leaders who were on this team, but they kind of took ownership of it. When Vinny made those comments back in like March or April, I was like, okay, they get it. This is a different team now. Now it's production's backing up, you know, the talking. So it's like Moose. Moose was more vocal when he became good. He was. I mean, Moose, people listen to his message more when
he's good to be vocal because it doesn't carry any weight.
Exactly.
212.
And with Moose, when he was good and when he was hitting over 300 there, whatever, he became more vocal. That's who he is, you know? And I noticed that with Vinny when he said that. I was like, all right, this team's taking ownership. I don't know if they're going to go in and smash toilets like George Brett, you know, hitting a toilet with a bat, but take it personally, man.
Yeah.
Take it personally.
This team reminds me a lot of the makings of 13.
Yeah.
You know, back in 13, and they built, obviously, 14.
And this had a schedule. I mean, if they made the postseason, they're definitely ahead of schedule for that exact comparison where they're at. I mean, I think they are making the postseason. I tend to think it's probably still going to be wild card, but I would love to be wrong for the reason you pointed out. We both got 30-1 tickets
on
the division.
Staff, and if it's a three-game series, what they can roll out is fantastic, and they should be able to make the postseason. The only thing I'm worried about the pitchers is some of these guys are getting to innings they've never been before, and they're a little up there for baseball.
Big
times, right?
Especially Lugo, because he only had like 146 innings pitched last year.
Walk is the only guy really in that rotation. I think, I guess Singer to a certain extent. Other than that, yeah, you're talking about career highs in innings. The promising thing, I know all year the story had been bullpen, but Lucas Ursa, nasty.
Dude, nasty.
Nasty stuff.
That may have been the best signing.
Yeah, it's looking
former
like
position
it.
Player, too, which is crazy.
Yes, it's true, yeah. Yeah, so huge series. Weird weekend. They're off Sunday.
I know.
They play today and tomorrow. That's head out weird. To Kauffman Stadium. Michael Lorenzen on the bump. Vern's on deck show tonight at 6. Rob, appreciate you coming in studio, man. We'll have a different name maybe for this club next time we see you, you know?
See.
Club 965.
Final one, Rob's
whatever. 965 Club.
Fans.
Club only fan.
Barbershop.
Barber.
Do not include me in anything. It begins or ends with fans only. Only fans.
That was a suggestion.
I don't care how you flip those words. I'm not involved.
Oh, man. Barber, appreciate you coming in studio, man. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks for filling in, Bink. We're up in St. Joe on Monday for Chiefs camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.